underground preacher reaching out to the underground church. And today, we are going to talk about how to deal with genetic conditions as of being born LGBT+. I came across cases where some people claim to have been born homosexual, transgender, or some kind of way. They claim that it was in their genes. And of course, the world will tell them, it's okay, it's natural. But even though I don't doubt that they might have been born that way, I still don't believe that it is natural. Because all it takes is a curse, and the power of darkness will have access to the child before birth. The parents or the bloodline of the child can be tied up to an act committed long ago, or the child can simply be conceived outside of marriage. Either way, the child was touched by the powers of darkness before birth, making it so that the child was born with a demon of LGBT+. But that the child was born in such a way does not mean that it is natural or that the child should be encouraged to stay that way. No, far from it. The Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 5, "A woman shall not wear anything that pertains to a man, nor shall a man put on a woman's garment, for all who do so are an abomination to the Lord your God." Just because the world says it's okay and that it is legal does not make it moral or okay with God. As a matter of fact, it is also said in Leviticus chapter 18, verse 22. "You shall not lie with a male as with a woman. It is an abomination." From the moment we become aware of who's behind those so-called genetic conditions, we can now find a solution: Jesus Christ. From the moment we know that these are demons deceiving our children, we can take the authority in the name of Jesus Christ and go after them and cast them out. Parents, you can easily cast out those demons out of your children before a certain age by anointing them, praying and fasting for them. But once you pass that age, it will get harder and harder as they reach adulthood. By then, the child that is now an adult will have to do the work by themselves. They will have to stop that immoral behavior at first. And it becomes harder because we all know old habits die hard. So they will have to overcome that urge to do violence to themselves to stop that abomination, while at the same time pray and fast to cast out those spirits. So it's not an easy deliverance. They cannot be treated with medicine like the world says it. No, only the Lord Jesus Christ can set them free, because what they need is deliverance, not medicine. Amen.
Amen.
Underground preacher to the underground church. And I am out.